Georgia and Vermont were the two states where the polls closed just about 10 minutes ago. And in Vermont, we're going to talk now by phone with John Dillon of Vermont Public Radio, because voters in that state's primary have produced a pretty interesting result. John Dillon, the winner, is a man who isn't actually a candidate for the nomination anymore.
That's right. Howard Dean has apparently won Vermont, according to the exit polls and early projections by the network. And he spoke just a little while ago with Vermont Public Radio and said he was quite honored by this victory in his home state. And he's, obviously, like you said, he's not a candidate anymore, but I think he's pretty gratified that Vermont has turned out for him today.
What about the voters up in Vermont? What were they telling you today?
They were saying that there are two main reasons why they were voting for Howard Dean. One was to thank him for his effort in this campaign to bring out the issues that they thought were important. And secondly, they want these issues carried through in the platform, the Democratic Party platform, issues such as health care and fiscal responsibility. So they're hoping that by giving him a win, that they'll have some leverage over that.
Is there a message in this for John Kerry?
I don't think so, really, because John Edwards was not on the ballot up here. And I think this was really home state support for Howard Dean, for the favorite son. I don't think you can draw a national message from this.
Howard Dean, a former governor of Vermont, who won the Vermont primary, although he had already pulled out of the race for the presidential nomination. John Dillon of Vermont Public Radio, thanks a lot.
You're very welcome. Thank you.